Chapter 4. Making Plans. The next day I was in the street at 9:30. At 9:45, Solange opened the door. We were both ahead of time. With one leap, I was by her side.
"I see you have good news," she said.
"Excellent. First, here is a pass for you," I said, offering it to her.
"First, my father,"
she said, pushing back my hand. "Your father is saved if he wishes," I said.
"Wishes, you say? What is required of him?"
"He must trust me."
"That is assured."
I asked Solange whether she had seen her father. She confirmed that she had.
"You have discussed this situation with him?"
I asked.
"It could not be avoided. Heaven will help us."
"Did you tell your father all?"
"I told him you had saved my life yesterday and that you would perhaps save his tomorrow,"
she replied.
"Tomorrow, yes, quite right. Tomorrow I shall save his life, if it is his will." "How? What? Speak, speak! If that were possible, how fortunately all things have come to pass,"
Solange exclaimed. "However," I began slowly, "it will be impossible for you to go with him." Solange was not happy to hear this. However, I told her that I was hopeful that I could obtain a passport for her later. She replied that her own suffering was less important and that she would rather hear about her father. "Today," I said, "I sought out a friend. He is a man whose name is familiar to you and whose name is a guarantee of bravery and honor. He is General Marceau."
"General Marceau?"
said Solange, amazed. "Yes, he has promised to help us."
"In what manner?"
"In a very simple manner. Kleber has just promoted Marceau to the command of the Western Army. The general leaves tomorrow night," I said.
"Tomorrow night? We shall have no time to make the smallest preparation."
"He will take your father with him as his secretary," I explained. "Arriving in the Vendée, your father will give his word to the general that he will do nothing against France. From there, he will escape to Brittany, and from Brittany to England. When he arrives in London, he will inform you. I shall obtain a passport for you, and you will join him in London."
"Tomorrow," cried Solange. "My father leaves tomorrow."
"There is no time to waste. You must inform your father tonight."
"But how, at this hour?"
"You have a pass and my arm," I suggested.
"True, my pass."
I offered it to her again, and she took it. She placed it on her chest.
"Now, your arm?"
I gave her my arm, and we walked away. When we arrived at the Place Turenne, she told me to wait. I bowed and waited.